Only smart people get up early enough to listen to the Francine Marie Show. So thanks for listening, smarty pants.
Good morning, campers! Pick up your coffee cup, make a cup of tea, pour yourself a beer. Hair of the dog, it's the Francine Marie Show!
So today we have got the man in Charlotte, North Carolina. His name is John Fuller. He's with PhoenixFireSolutions.com, who's going to give us some tips on that customer journey, whether they're calling you on the phone or online. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
I want to know from you, has business picked up? I've been asking people about their personal life and their business life. Has business picked up in your world of graphics and online design?
Yeah, you know, for the most part, it actually has. We had a couple of clients who were in the restaurant industry, which, you know, obviously their projects are running a little slower right now. But we're seeing a lot of things come in from our other avenues. Businesses looking to reshape the way that they're doing things and changing the way that they're communicating.
Right. This is a new type of communication where you actually have to reach out and answer your fan or your follower or your customer. And, you know, most of the time it's going to be via email or possibly a chat. Are more people using that chat feature on their website, or they like that phone call? What do they like?
Well, I think it just depends on where those people are coming from and what's going to work really well for them. You know, you'll always have a subset of people who would rather talk to you on the phone, but the ability to be able to have a quick chat with someone is really beneficial right now. For instance, we had something that I was picking up a gift for my wife for Mother's Day. And with things being closed and not being able to get out and search for them like they would, I ended up having a chat with a florist online about looking for a particular flower. And they ended up sending me pictures of that and sending me a sign for me so I could go and pick it up and all these things. So it took a lot of that local interaction that we would be used to if I was in the store chatting with a clerk, and we did this online. So it's the same type of interaction. It's just through a different medium right now.
Right. And many of us business owners and small entrepreneurs, we're looking at our brand because we've been rolling with this brand for about 2, 3, 4, 5 years. And now that we've come to a halt, a COVID halt, we're second guessing our brand. Are people calling and saying, hey, let's redo the brand. We've grown since we started that brand, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, we are seeing a little bit of that. You know, for instance, we have a client that's an architectural firm, and they were going down this road a little bit already, having some conversations around how they wanted to be perceived and who they needed to be in the market. But that's really kind of amped up since all of this is going on. And the businesses that are going to be the most successful coming back out of that right this time right now, those who are taking that time to look at those brand pieces and those business plans and where they're wanting to go in the future, and getting those things in place while, you know, everything's a little quiet, a little bit of time.
Right. A little bit of time is what we're looking for right now, because we want this thing to end. If we had a brick and mortar, we are ready to get back to work. We really are, because we're missing out on all that great money. But how can someone take that brick and mortar and throw it online? Is that possible for most companies?
Yeah, it is. So, as an example, one of the companies we work with, a real estate firm, and what they've decided to do is start offering video consultations on small updates that you can make at your house to make it more marketable when you're looking to sell it. So it's something that they would normally do face-to-face. They would come out to your home and do that kind of thing. But right now, they're able to do that online. And they're doing that through some chat apps like FaceTime and Zoom and some different things like that. So what we were able to do for them is we did a postcard mailer showing and walking people through how they might be able to access that service and that this is a new service that was available. And we did a direct mail piece with that. They went out to people, and then they were able to access him in a different way. So he's having the same conversations with people, and he's just using a different set of tools to be able to virtually walk around their house with them and talk about what they should make to get their house ready to sell.
Got it.
You know, another example, we have a client that is a gym in town, and they focus on intimate small group training. So think like personal training, but three or four people at a time, you know, instead of one-on-one. So obviously the gyms aren't open. And what they've been able to do is switch to a model of putting those particular exercises online in video and then doing personal check-ins with people to see how those exercises were and those kind of things. So they're still getting the same, you know, relatively the same type of experience, but they're just doing it in this virtual platform. And it's actually been successful enough for them that it's something they're going to continue to do after the shelter-in-place lift, as in just an additional service offer. So now you're not going to be necessarily confined to kind of have to be at the gym at a particular time to meet with their trainer. If they can't make that time, they can still train at home and then have that check-in in a different way.
Oh, I am. You know what? Personally, I am digging some folks who are in this fitness world who are offering this $29 platform that you can use this app or this membership for the entire year. I like that.
Mm-hmm. It's something that was going to happen in the space anyway, eventually. And COVID has kind of sped it up a little bit, but it's a movement for people. And that's really where all these pieces get back to is, are you having the right conversations with your audiences? And will, are your new models opening up new markets for you and those kind of things? So I think we're going to see, especially as we go forward in the short term, I think we're going to see more of that.
Right. I think this is a good thing once we figure it out. Right, John? It's a good thing once you figure it out. Once you figure out that you can make more money in your business doing things differently, just tweaking it a little bit, because my last guest that I had on one time was saying that most people don't like to be on camera, right? They don't want to take a selfie. They don't really enjoy right. these Zoom meetings, but they're having to explore it because we're all in it together, hashtag, right? We're all in it together. We all have to do it.
Yeah, the one thing I would say is, as companies are looking at that, they need to be looking at where they're wanting to go. So, as an example, we just did a session with a client that we call future casting, which is basically we work with a particular staff member, and they planned out where they wanted the business to go over the next 3 years, where the industry was going over the next 3 years, and how they could position themselves in that. So for something like that, this particular client is a training and coaching client. And what they need going forward is a remote training class. So you take a look at this, you set it out in the future, and you kind of do this through a timeline, and you can look and say, this is where we're going. And then you can fill in those steps going backwards for what are those milestones we need to hit to make that work. So if we need a remote training platform, you, as you're building that out, you start to realize, okay, well, we're going to need content for this training platform, and we're going to need marketing assets for this to work, and we're going to need a communication plan to get people onto that platform. And it helps you identify those key players that you need to have involved so that you can hit those milestones. So what I would really say is a big thing that will help businesses right now is having a better idea of where they're wanting to head coming out.
I like that phrase, future casting. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
I like the future casting. If you're just not tuning in, he's telling us our future. It's John Fuller. He is with Phoenix Fire Solutions. You can get him online at PhoenixFireSolutions.com, PhoenixFireSolutions.com. He's sharing how your customer can have a good journey with you. And that's what it's all about right now, having a good journey. If you had one more tip to share with us, John, what would that be?
I would say if you had a marketing plan in place, you need to realize that probably you need to put that on hold or reevaluate that immediately, because that plan is no longer going to be a fit for what we're looking at right now. So take a look at that and make those changes to it. And so you're having authentic conversations with your people and that you're accessing all the new tools that you can to get the most out of your business going forward.
Businesses going forward. That's what we're talking about this morning. Is yours? Well, we are learning how to adapt and make things better. John Fuller, I want to thank you with PhoenixFireSolutions.com.
Thank you, Francie.
It's the Francie Marie Show. We're taking a break. So before you can wipe your bum, we'll be right back.
This is my jam and jelly, y'all, on the Francie Marie Show. Spread that show out, girl. Spread it out.